Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Hey, good morning, everybody. No, I am not Stacy Ann. I'm Jeff Krupp, and I'm filling in for Stacy Ann. Well, for the next month, because she is doing some very important work, some good work, because that's what's in her heart. Those of you who know her and love this show and love her, she's down in Mexico doing some great mission work. Awesome. I'm glad she's doing it. And I'm pleased and honored to have the opportunity to sit behind the microphone and continue her great show. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails now to Jeff at 1220.am. Well, there's lots going on out there, folks. And I'm going to continue with the theme from my first hour, Political Coffee, because today's it's just an earth-shaking day in a lot of ways. There's some big, big stuff happening in America right now, and it revolves around this election, and some of it is going to touch us right here in Marion County, folks, maybe Polk County. You see, this presidential election, this election is not over. The stage is being set, friends. For Trump invoking his 2018 executive order. And folks, that is going to create a mess politically like you've never seen. It's going to be scary and exciting at the same time. I'm going to talk more about that. I'm also going to get into this. Remember I said it's going to affect us right here in Marion County? Well, it is. You see, there's a recount that's going to happen here, according to the Statesman Journal, in Marion County in three precincts. After a Republican precinct committee person requests it, and it's specifically having to do with Measure 110. But it's her reasons for doing it that matter. Amy McKenzie Watts, that she has seen direct evidence of ballots being mailed to deceased people and believes there are indications of voter fraud in the general election. Now, obviously, we heard from my friend Freddie. Freddie's father-in-law has been gone since 2012, has died. And Marion County continues to send him ballots in every election. I know because Freddie took a picture of them and sent it to me. It's on my cell phone. Now, he's never opened them and he's never returned them, but this person is saying ballots have been mailed to deceased people. Okay. Are they voting? Going to get into that in a little bit here. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So, the recount is happening here in Marion County. Tomorrow sometime, a friend of mine and Representative Mike Nierman are going to be meeting with the Polk County clerk to talk about this proposal that some of you have responded to. And thank you for that. The proposal to take a particular race in Polk County from 2018, not 2020, but 2018, and do a hand audit to see if the actual votes, paper ballots that are there, and by law, they have to be kept for 22 months. If those paper ballots actually match the same identical numbers that came out of the ESNS machines, the vote tabulation software that Polk County uses. Now, why is that important? Well, because ESNS uses Smartmatic software, the software designed in Venezuela to get Chavez and subsequently Maduro reelected. No matter how the vote goes, they're always going to get reelected. It's that famous quote, isn't it? Attributed to Joseph Stalin. Doesn't matter who votes, but who counts the votes. You know, that's funny, isn't it, that George Soros funds all of these Secretary of State's campaigns all across the country? Aren't those the people that are in charge of counting the votes? Funny how that happens. So the purpose of Representative Nierman and my other friend in meeting with the Polk County clerk is to allow them to just come in with a team of people. And some of you, again, have responded. You've said, hey, I want to be a part of that. I want to help. To just come in and do a hand audit. Literally to look at the actual hand ballots to see if they match what came out of the machines. Now, we don't know. But neither does this recount that's going to happen in Marion County that I'm talking about in a Statesman Journal on Measure 110. You see, the onus now, folks, and I'm going to relate this back to what Trump is trying to achieve here. It's not just winning his election, but it is far deeper than this. You see, this is more than about Trump. You know that. It's about having confidence that any election going forward, whether it's at the local level or right on up to president, is valid if we trust it. Because if we don't trust it, this is why what Glenn said in the last hour when he called is so true. The Supreme Court of the United States, in turning down the Texas lawsuit last Friday, is frankly they're not only not doing their job, but they are paving the way for us becoming no better than a banana republic. No longer will you have faith in the elections. I won't. Because you see, do you know how your vote was counted? I want you to think about that. Do you know? You know that your ballot was received and that your vote was counted, but do you know how it was counted? Now, if you're just joining us, the breaking news a few minutes ago that I shared with you on my political coffee show was that the Antrim County, Michigan court hearing happened, and that the federal judge said the data, the forensic examination of that county's Dominion voting machines could be released. They're going to redact some stuff. Source code can't be released. Now, I don't know if that's enough to prove that the machine had an algorithm in it that was clearly set to reverse X amounts of votes. And that's precisely what it did. And the county clerk, to her credit, caught it. If those results are released today, that will give a lot of us who believe that this election was stolen, a lot of us, it will give us credence to believe that this needs to go further. That gets us to Trump's executive order. You see, his executive order from 2018 was renewed in September of 2020, because you got to do that every 2 years. This has to do with his ability to seize equipment and appoint a special prosecutor to look into voter fraud that allows him the ability to, and I'm reading the executive order here. It was issued on September 12th, 2018. He renewed it. The headline is Executive Order on Imposing Certain Sanctions in the Event of Foreign Interference in a United States Election. this lays out how this would happen. What would happen is, especially since there are many allegations now of China. In fact, there is an art I'm going to get to you in a moment, so just hang on here. There is another story here about how that a conversation was leaked from a Chinese company getting an order from someone in America to print ballots. Maybe nothing new here, except that it's pretty obvious that this is fraudulent in what they're doing. Now that gets back to foreign interference. Dominion Voting Systems is a Toronto-based company. They do have a U.S. subsidiary in Denver. But the way the executive order reads, it gives the president the ability to seize those machines and those assets. Now, all hell will break loose if, at the end of Friday, according to his executive order, 45 days after the election, reports are due about foreign interference from a number of agencies, including the DOJ. And I'll get into my defense of Bill Barr a little bit later in the show today. But also, Department of Homeland Security and others. If Trump does that, it affects us in a number of ways. Number one, he would seize all of the voting machines, the Dominion voting machines, in Georgia. Can you imagine how that's going to impact the January 5th special election? But if the forensic information that is going to be released today from the Antrim, Michigan machine show that Dominion Voting Systems literally had an algorithm that resulted in Trump votes going to Biden, that absolutely gives him, along with perhaps other evidence that they've been holding in reserve, like maybe these servers that were allegedly seized in Frankfurt, Germany, in a CIA office, and in Spain, where unbelievably our data goes offshore and then comes back. If Trump seizes those machines, all hell breaks loose in the media. Okay? If the Department of Homeland Security, the DNI, military intelligence, examine those seized machines, especially the ones out of Georgia. But they would seize them everywhere. And if it shows evidence of vote manipulation, it changes everything. All right, I promise I'll get to you on the other side of the break. Sorry about that. A little long-winded, but I wanted to set that up. 7:20, back in a moment with the morning sale. Two minutes past 7 o'clock. I'm Jeff Krupp in for Stacey Ann for the next month as she's on that wonderful mission trip down in Mexico. Good for her. By the way, this show is brought to you today, at least in part, by Bill Sunderland, Country Financial. You just heard his ad. It's the SunderlandAgency.com. That's the website, SunderlandAgency.com. 503-885-0789. That's his phone number. 503-885-0789. As promised, I'll go to Art. Art, sorry that I was long-winded that last segment. Now it's your shot to say what you want to say today.
Jeff, you're not long-winded.
No, I never would be, would I?
And just like I'm not long-winded. I mean, you know. But I just wanted to kind of play a little bit of devil's advocate. I know you want to audit the last election and all those kind of things. But what if, and I'm not saying this happens, but it very well could happen, my ballot got received, and of course it's well known I'm a registered Republican, and it, you know, said right on the top, I voted for Trump. And so the individual who opened the ballot takes my ballot and replaces it with another ballot that counts for the Democratic Party instead of the Republican Party, like I vote. The envelope has been separated, and therefore you would never be able to, of course, the number of votes that I've got, ballots that came in would equal the same. However, the vote would be changed, and we would never know about it. Now, they couldn't do it for every Republican, but say they did it for every other one or every fourth one. That would take away 25% of the Republican votes, and you would never know it because the ballots are not kept with the individual who made that vote.
Well, it's extremely hard for that particular scenario that you presented to actually happen. And here's why, Art, is because what you've presented can only happen if you're adjudicating ballots. So in other words, if the machine, the vote counting machine that takes the optical image, the picture of your ballot, if it jams or it rejects it for whatever reason, okay, then a human being looks at that. Now, what you're saying is not out of the realm of possibilities, because there are affidavits in other states that what you just said actually happened. Literally, that adjudicated ballots were hand adjudicated with a Republican observer, a Democrat observer, and the person doing the counting gave Trump votes to Biden, and Republicans had to object. Not out of the realm of possibility, okay?
Well,
but generally, it's not how it happens. But your point about that the signature envelope is not tied to the actual ballot is true. Those are separated. Now, let me tell you the scam there. And I got this from a lady who has many years experience being an observer. Here's the scam, Art. What they do is they use bank software.
Yeah.
That banks use. Okay. And they'll put four signature envelopes that have been scanned up on a screen and then compare them with the signature on file. So you got four of them up there. And it happens very quickly because the software system does the scanning. A human being only has a few seconds to look at it, number one.
Yeah,
and if you're an observer, number two, Art, now listen to me, and I'll shut up and give you a chance to explain. The observer has – you're not allowed to take a picture of that screen, and you have only a few seconds to try to write down the voter ID number of that voter if you want to challenge it. So it rarely happens. That's a scam. It's not how it ought to be, but that's how it works, at least in some county clerk's offices. You go ahead.
No, and I completely understand that. But Democrats, okay, look at what happened in the election on the Democrat side for Secretary of State. You know, who was winning, and then all of a sudden, when the Multnomah County vote came in, you know, he lost big time. I forget what his name was, but I want to see the whole system change just like you do, Jeff. However, you know, doing this audit, and I commend you guys for doing it, you know, will it actually prove something and get a change? The only way we're going to get change is if we absolutely have people watching from the very beginning to make sure that ballots are not changed, just like they did in those other states, and ballots are pulled out, you know, and counted for the person they want to win after, you know, people are not there and stuff like that. And so I commend you guys for wanting to audit, but I wonder what it's going to prove, because the Democrats have got it here in Oregon, have it down to a science now. And, you know, the only way that we're going to be able to get control of it and make sure there isn't fraud is if, you know, the minute the ballot is received, it is, you know, marked down as the person, and actually the ballot has the initials or something of the person stamped on it so that you can have a true audit trail. Because otherwise, they can cheat until the cows come home, and they're always finding new ways to cheat, as you know, Jeff. It's gotten a lot more sophisticated over the years.
You're right about that. Art, thank you. Good point, because actually that was brought out in a hearing by a study group. It had been studying vote by mail for a long time, and this group of professionals determined that there were 19 different ways to cheat in vote by mail. Sure, yeah, wonder.
I'll address
our points in a moment. Got to go to the break. It's 7:30. Back in a moment. You're listening. Good Morning Salem. It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Krupp in for Stacey Ann. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or you can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am, like a couple of people have done, and I'm going to read them to you in a minute. Folks, just breaking here, attorney Lynn Wood tweeted out this morning that events will unfold quickly over the next several days. Said there should be no Electoral College vote in any state today. Fraud is rampant in all state elections. If the U.S. Supreme Court does not have the courage to act, I believe our president, Donald Trump, has the courage. He loves America, and he loves freedom. Okay, so that gets me to my central theme today, and is that, does Trump have enough impetus, enough evidence to invoke his emergency executive order and seize these voting machines all over the country, like Sidney Powell is saying ought to happen? Now, the stage is being set for that to occur, including, and I'm watching Newsmax TV, John Gizzi talking about how Trump says he's going to veto this defense act, defense budget, for a number of reasons. And the revelation over the weekend, which was not done by coincidence, folks, that something like 2 million Communist Chinese Party members identified by name out of a hacked database, that many of those people, well, they're ensconced all around the world, but a lot of them in America, with some of our pharmaceutical companies, but with Boeing and other of our defense contractors. That revelation is huge. Now, it also gives the president reasons to browbeat Congress to not override his veto, because Congress didn't try to do anything about Section 230 that gives Facebook and Twitter the ability to censor anything they don't like. And others, by the way. They didn't do anything about that. But he says it's a gift to China. See how all of this ties together? Now, there's also breaking news that CISA, this is the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Trump fired the guy because he said, oh, most secure election ever. Well, guess what they just put out last night? An emergency directive 21-01. And it's a response to a known compromise involving SolarWinds Orion products. Now, who in the heck is that? Well, I'm not sure. My guess is it is probably a Chinese-oriented company. I might be wrong, but I'm just kind of saying none of this stuff happens by coincidence. The emergency directive calls on all federal civilian agencies, to review their networks for indicators of compromise or disconnect or power down SolarWinds Orion products immediately. Why? Because there's a known compromise involving their products that is being exploited by malicious actors. Now, this is being blamed on the Russians by the mainstream media. Of course. Now, here's what's interesting. What happened over the weekend? Oh, we found out that the U.S. Treasury had been hacked. This is the Treasury Department, folks. These are the people that manage the money. And frankly, the IRS. Could it be that China has had a hand in all of this? Nah. Coincidence, right? Now, what happens if Trump really does? The stage is being set for him to invoke his emergency executive order. Yeah, all hell breaks loose, but that doesn't put him back in the presidency. Immediately, anyway. Also talking about vaccines today, and I'll finish that thought in a moment here, but got an email from it. By the way, you want to send me an email, it's jeff@1220.am, where you can call and talk to me, give me your opinion about these things. Should Trump invoke the executive order sooner rather than later, rather than waiting for the Supreme Court, since apparently all of the justices that he appointed have no courage, as Mark Levin has said, to stand up and actually, well, preserve the republic and our constitution? They're not stupid people, you know that, but they have no courage, apparently. So rather than wait for them to get a backbone or be forced by a public opinion to get a backbone, because yes, justices are in fact, some of them anyway, so unprincipled that they are moved by public opinion. Now, should Trump just go ahead and invoke this thing? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen if he does. But I got to read you this email. It's about vaccines, because that's the next thing coming at us in Oregon. Not just the country, but in Oregon. This is from an unnamed state employee who says this. I almost died from an adverse reaction to the swine flu vaccine years ago. After being fooled by the fear-mongering campaign back then. It would be easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle, that's that Bible verse, than it will be to get me to take another vaccine. Our God-given immune system is extremely complex and evolved since the beginning of time to eliminate threats. It has so many components which all must work together. It's like a beautiful symphony, and no one on this planet fully understands how the music is played. It is the height of arrogance and foolishness to think that nature's perfect symphony can be improved by injecting into the body a man-made cocktail of viral DNA fragments aborted fetal cells, monkey kidney tissue, egg albumin. I can talk. Folks, I really can. Heavy metals, formaldehyde, MSG, polysorbate 80, and a myriad of other toxic adjuvants. Since the National Childhood Vaccine Act of 1986, manufacturers of vaccines have had total immunity from liability for any injuries or deaths caused by vaccines. If vaccines are so safe and effective, why did the corrupt big pharma lobbyists buy the politicians to push through this legislation? If they're immune from liability, what incentive do vaccine manufacturers to have to develop safe vaccines? Follow the money. The global vaccine market was $47 billion in 2019 and projected to more than double in the next 5 years. Vaccines are one of the biggest frauds ever. Among other crimes against humanity, vaccines are probably second only to COVID-19 scam and are a key part of that scam. It's hard to do because all the censorship and suppression of the information going on, but you can still find the truth about vaccines if you want to know it. Vaccines have never been proven safe or effective. No currently approved vaccine has ever been subjected to a legitimate double-blind placebo-controlled study. I don't know that that's true. This person continues, if in fact there is suppressed information that shows vaccines weaken immunity and increase the likelihood of catching seasonal flus and colds. Vaccines also confuse the immune system and greatly increase the incidence of autoimmune conditions, and they increase the potential for a deadly cytokine storm, response to a viral infection. Don't be a Darwin Award winner. Yikes. Don't be a Darwin Award winner. Do some research and make an informed decision before undergoing any medical procedure or taking any drug. Good place to start looking for the truth is highwire.com. Here's a recent, much-watched episode. Okay, that's this person's opinion. No vaccines for me. Now, if vaccines were safe for all, why on earth would there be a federal court established from the National Childhood Vaccine Act of 1986 to adjudicate kids who get injured by that? Now, there's a story today on the Liberty Daily about this 10-year study. Now, this is from Natural News, and Natural News has some things that put some things out there that I don't think is accurate. But this is a study. Okay, now I don't know how good the study is, but one of its conclusion is basically this. A 10-year study finds that unvaccinated children are healthier in several metrics and enjoy 25 times fewer pediatric events or visits. Okay. Now, that's one study. But it found that vaccinated children are up to 6 times more likely to suffer from anemia, allergies, sinusitis, and asthma. And that there is absolutely no ADHD in unvaccinated children. Okay. Now, people can claim anything. I mean, my goodness, look at the claims that we know are just not true when it comes to hydroxychloroquine and COVID. The claims that had to be retracted by some very prestigious medical journals like the New England Journal of Medicine. Common sense tells you that if this thing had been prescribed effectively all of for 50 years, 60 years, then obviously it doesn't have such negative impacts that it couldn't be used maybe for COVID. Vaccine. Scary stuff. Back in a moment.
Good morning.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I'm Jeff Krupp in for Stacey Ann, and I will be for the next month in Good Morning Salem, in addition to my morning show, which precedes hers, called Political Coffee. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Listen to this. This just broke. Dominion Voting System uses solar winds. That's the same company that CISA, I just talked to you about that, has just issued this rare warning, reported that if you use solar winds, you can be breached, you can be compromised, and you should be disconnected. These are the people, Dominion, that's using this company that CISA just said you should disconnect. And yet they're going to continue to use this in the special election in Georgia. It's unbelievable. Again, none of this is happening coincidentally. Folks, if Trump invokes the executive order, and I'm going to get to the phones in a moment, 503-589-1220, that's the Power Buick GMC talk line, or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. If he does, it triggers a whole bunch of things. And everything, well, everything's going to be upended in a powerful way. We'll get to all of that, but I got to get to the phones, as I promised. Kathy, you're up. Good morning, Kathy. What do you say today?
I have a comment about vaccines. I find personally the discussion confusing, because when I was growing up, I mean, they got rid of polio. What was that? Smallpox. So are the modern vaccines different somehow than the old ones that actually worked well, or?
Yeah, they are. They are because, you know, when, you know, I'm 61, Kathy, I don't know how old you are, but you know, polio vaccine, I got smallpox. They didn't have some of the adjuvants that were just like aborted fetal cells, monkey kidney tissue, other things that help the vaccine get absorbed into your body. And so, yeah, uh-huh. The truth is they are different now than they were then. But here's the other thing, Kathy. There are 72 on the official list, the schedule for children being vaccinated today, from birth until I think they're 12 or 13. There's 72 separate injections. 72. When you and I got vaccinations, there might be 4 or 5.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember in grade school, they had that gun, you know, where they just went from child to child.
Right.
It wasn't individual syringes. It was, anyway, I just.
So do you trust this vaccine? Will you take it?
Well, I don't think so, but I just don't know yet. I want to wait and see how it's affecting other people. But my original comment was about that email you got said that no vaccine has ever been proven to do whatever. I think they should say no modern vaccine, because that statement sounded wrong to me, to say every vaccine ever has never been proven to be effective.
This person was saying that no vaccine had been subjected to, you know, double blind placebo studies, which is typically how you do that kind of thing. I don't think that's accurate. I think some of them have been. But can you believe the data that comes out of that? I mean, that's right now. I mean, I applaud this president for doing what he's doing, Kathy, into getting this thing, you know, just hammering through the bureaucracy to make this thing happen so quickly. But I'm kind of like you. I don't think I'm going to take the vaccine until I've seen, or maybe I'll never take it until I've seen how it's infected other people.
Okay, so that's all I wanted to say, is that they need to be more specific when they say vaccines. Don't say across the board.
Right. Good point. Thank you, Kathy. Have a marvelous day. Let's move on to Glenn. Glenn, how are you? And then I got to try to get to Super Dave. Super Dave will be up after Glenn.
Well, Jeff, Art and I always call Stacy, so I'm calling the Stacy program, but actually a second bite of the apple.
Okay.
So, about the executive order of Trump, it's reality, because ever since the Bushes and the Special Election Commission he created with $500 million, my job got outsourced to Asia, outsourced to China, outsourced everywhere. Now they've outsourced our election program, the election machines, outsourced to China, outsourced to Venezuela, outsourced to Germany. The data is going through satellites and going into what? Into German servers, into Venezuelan servers, China servers. Oh, it's cheaper because we outsource it. Yeah, thanks, Bush. Whatever happened to the Carlyle group that on the plane that went missing from Indonesia to China? We never found the plane. That was a Bush. That was the Bush crowd. So anyway, this outsourcing
Are you saying that that missing Malaysian airplane was a result of the Bushes doing something about that?
The Bushes, Carlyle group, a big group of them were on that airplane.
Oh, were on the airplane.
Yes, they were.
Okay.
They never found it, and Boeing knows where that plane went. Boeing has data in those airplanes. They know where those planes are at.
Airbus.
They say that plane landed, and I won't say any more. But Bush outsourced all of this machine designing and making and software to nations outside our border, to the very, very critical part of our nation, our voting rights. Because, it's cheaper to outsource it overseas. Same for products and everything else we've been doing for the last 30 years. It's just so corrupt, Jeff. But it just shows that President Trump knows what's going on with this executive order. Foreign interference has been going on for 30 years, from the software to the hardware to transferring data out of this country that has voting information on it, into satellite dishes, going into servers into foreign countries, getting chewed up, going back to satellite dishes and back to people who are manipulating all of it, to the people who even made the software and the hardware and everything on money from the Election Commission, that $500 million. And I don't know how many times they repadded that pile of money over the last 20 years. So absolutely Trump knows what's going on. And absolutely, I know what's going on. And it's just,
all right, Glenn,
it is such
your
a,
comments.
It's so rotten.
Super
the
Dave.
Apple is so rotten.
Super Dave, call back after the top of the hour. I promise I will go right to you immediately. You're listening to Good Morning Salem. I'm Jeff Krupp filling in. I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go.